Welcome back to Hour Number 2, with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Oh, welcome back, folks, to Hour Number 2 on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA. And as promised, I need to go to Greg Boslog from the On Target Indoor Shooting Range. Good morning, Greg.
Oh, well, hey, I had to get here with my water wings on. Let me tell you.
Tell me.
Oh, man. Got a wake-up call at 4 o'clock from a lightning bolt hitting outside the house there in the foothills, and wow. That shook the whole house, so I was like, okay, I'm up. You know? Yeah, but it's a good morning, and Larry, I'm sorry you couldn't get your boat out today. That sucks. You know, the rock opener, I had a couple of my employees that were going to be out today, too. So
I'm not alone. Nobody left the dock last night.
Okay, you guys are just, let me just paint the picture for you. We have none other than Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Shows, okay, in studio, live, and we can touch him, we can see him. This is great. Okay, the season does not start, and Mother Nature just taught you a lesson. It doesn't start until Wednesday on the Fred Hall Show.
Well, you know what? I have to agree with you. I'm going to be down at the show, Bart, and I want to tell you, I have been at your show. My youngest child is 30 years old, and I've been going since before he was born.
Wow.
And every year, I would actually, I'll probably get in trouble for this, every year I would take my kids out of school, and we would go over there opening day, and we would spend a day running around. My daughter just loved dropping her name in a hat to try and win prizes. Never did, but she thought she was going to. And my son just loved playing with, you know, everybody was so friendly and so accommodating. And, you know, here's two little kids. Even when they got a little older, they were still kids. They would spend the time with them, say, hey, this is how you do this. This is how you do that. I mean, it's truly a kid-friendly place, which is one of my big things in life is I just, you know, it's always about the children. And the kids and the young men and the young women. So, yeah, over 30 years I've been going there and just having a ball and enjoying myself and partaking of all of that the show offers. Somewhat jealous over the years because I'm more of a hunter than I am a fisherman. I can fish. I don't do much catching, but I do fishing. And, you know, it's like I do a lot of hunting, but I don't do a lot of shooting.
Well, tell me, this is going to be our largest hunting section that we've ever had this year.
I was talking with Mike Lum about that, and yeah. So I'm going to be very interested to see what it does. And I mm-hmm. have a couple of – I'm going to be supporting the Fish and Game, or Fish and Wildlife folks. I am vice president of the Southern California Hunter Education Association, and so we do a lot of education of prospective hunters on a volunteer basis, and we're there helping with them with their booth and helping them with various things. So all the fish and game guys down there we're part of them and they're part of us. And so, yeah, the kids should come by and try the laser shot. They should come by and see all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, we got the fish and game laser, fish and wildlife laser shot outside. We have one laser shot inside. We have an air gun range. We have a soft air range. We have an archery range. And we're going to have a real special panel this year, too. We've got Director Bonham and five of his top aides, including the head of the fisheries department, head of law enforcement, head of the marine section, are all going to be down there on at noon on Saturday in the Mammoth Lakes seminar area, and you're going to be able to ask these guys questions about hunting and fishing.
And that's exciting because it is. Especially the fisheries guys, there's some great information from those people that the people love. And one thing that you don't have down there that would be hard to do, but people need to know, and this is one of my bugs, getting ready for hunting. You know, we've had unseasonably warm weather, dry weather for the last month, and it brought the snakes out. The rattlesnakes are out already. Of course, right now, many of them got washed down the hill. But they're still there. And it's not, you know, in freezing weather right now. It's in the 50s and the 60s, so they're slow, sluggish, and hiding. But the snakes are out. And that's unfortunate because they're early. And the people may be, you know, if they go to like Irvine Lake, Kachuma Lake, and some of those, because the snakes are out, people won't fish along the shore and so forth need to be very, very careful. And if you have pets, and I know Sergio does, mm-hmm. They're new for the year. There's a great place, a snake avoidance folks are out, and they've got seminars. And it's called snakebreak.com is the name of them. And it's a community service that's put on by our Quail Unlimited folks. Quail Upland Wildlife Federation is what it actually is. It's in April. If you're concerned about your dog, they have a whole process that they train your dog to avoid snakes. They actually use live snakes and some others, and it's all highly controlled. And it's a good thing to do. I mean, mm-hmm. It really is. And if you go outdoors, you walk in the foothills, you walk around, and you take your pets, then you should look at doing something like that. This is up in Santa Clarita area, so you could go up and spend a Saturday. And they have five different dates all the way through from April to June. And I would suggest strongly people do that if you take your pets outdoors. You're on your own if you want to avoid snakes, but the dogs we care about.
You know, we had a snake avoidance seminars at the show, I think, 3 years ago, and I really liked them, but the guy who did them didn't want to come back. But I really think that's something that you ought to do if you have an animal and you hunt with it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And you got to protect them. I mean, you know, they're part of the family, and you want to take care of them. And one of the things that you're going to see at the show, and this is one of the opportunities that we as hunters and outdoorsmen need to take advantage of, is the advanced hunter education. I keep talking about this, and I will for most of the year. You get tired of me talking about it. But in April, we have a deer hunting clinic coming up in Victorville. We have wild pig clinic coming up in Northern County. Black powder hunting, those people want to do that. There's some black powder hunting organizations at the show as well. So people need to look that up, because that's a special opportunity to go hunting in various states as well as California. They have special seasons. And then land navigation and wilderness survival is up in the first part of May. And that's in Angeles National Forest right here in Southern California. So advanced hunter education is available. Talk to the people there, the fish and wildlife folks at the show. They'll have literature for you. I even know the lieutenant that's going to be there for a few days. Dan Lehman, Lieutenant Lehman. And, you know, talk with him about these. Everybody out there should look at doing some of these classes. They have a class we're going to be putting together. Matter of fact, we're going to finalize it, I believe, at the show. We're all going to meet and go through and say, hey, we want a wild game cooking class down here, game care and cooking here in Southern California. We want to pick a place and do it. Northern California has a wonderful cooking culinary school that they use. We're going to try and get one of those down here so we can do it. I'd like to see something like that, too, at your show, Bart, because...
We have the Sporting Chef Cafe and have for 15 years, and Scott Laseth cooks fish and game regularly. And matter of fact, he's very fond of cooking elk, which every time he cooks elk, I want to be there to taste it, because he gives taste to the crowd.
Right.
We've been doing that for a long time, and Scott is a regular member of our staff. As a matter of fact, he goes up there to Mammoth to the Food and Wine Festival, and he does special cooking demonstrations up there for people, and cooking fish and game. That's part of the
right
deal.
and that's what we want to do, is we want to get the hands on by all these people that capture game of whether it's fishing or hunting, however they got it. And I remember that elk guy. That's one of the things I remember. And I'm with you. If you're cooking elk, I'm there.
Matter of fact, we got two great things going on at that thing. It's the Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, and here's what's going on this year. We have a gaffed segment where two members of either skippers from the sporting fleet or members of the audience are going to get up, and they're going to compete, just like Chopped on the cooking channel, and Scott Laseth is going to decide who's the winner, and he's going to provide the secret ingredients. It'll be fish or game. And then one other time each day, we're going to do Challenge the Sporting Chef, sort of like the Iron Chef, and different guys, I think Tommy Gomes is going to do it some days, is going to challenge the sporting chef to a cook-off. And I think maybe I'll be the judge of that one. And that's going to be kind of fun.
Yeah, I can see Sergio getting in there somehow.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm here just listening. I'm going to be there. Larry's already smiling, too. Larry can pack it in.
I love to cook.
All right, you guys are up. Here it is. We got one segment right here for Gaff.
Nice. Sergio loves Sergio fish, and but he Larry. Doesn't eat fish.
Gaff, yeah. There we go. Yeah.
You love to catch, but you don't like to eat them.
I'll eat them.
Well, no, he's talking about elk here. I mean,
whatever.
Elk too.
Okay. Elk,
you're into that.
Elk and pheasant. We're doing and quail. Ooh. I love quail. My goodness.
Hey, Greg, before we run out of time, you've got to give people your website, your address, your phone number, because then we forget as we go to break.
Yeah, I know. I'm having so much fun.
I know.
Why do business when you're having fun? it's on target indoor shooting range down here in Laguna Niguel, 27692 Camino Capistrano. And you'll find us at www.ontargetrange.com. And we're 949-348-0352. And we're down here trying to stay dry. It's going to be very, very crowded at all the indoor ranges. I don't know where people went shooting so far this week. I hope everybody goes out and does it. But remember, it's going to be crowded because the outdoor ranges are all under mud. And hopefully nobody's having any problems. There's been a lot of water. But be kind, be courteous, be patient. I know my staff yesterday with all the rain was working very, very hard and trying to keep everybody satisfied and get you out on the range and let you shoot and have a great time. And I for sure will see you, Sergio, at the show.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there Wednesday through Sunday.
Right, I'll be out there. I always try to get there on Wednesday, the opening day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have kids at home anymore. They're all grown, and I've got grandkids. And my one granddaughter's just not quite old enough yet to drag off to the show. My grandsons, who are old enough, both moved to Texas, so I'm on my own.
Well, you just come by, come see us, then we'll do a little walk on the show, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I that fishing tank, you know, they always have the catch the trout. My kids look forward to that every single year to bring it's home one of, trout. It's one, my wife is like, oh, we're having trout dinner tomorrow night again.
I always ask myself, is it really for the kids or is it for the parents? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, to see the smile on the parents' face, you know, when the kid catches their first fish, so... Mm-hmm. All right, Greg, that was cool.
All right, gentlemen. Okay. I really appreciate the Fred Hall Show and everything else because it does, like Sergio says, it kicks off the year, and springtime's a good time to start warming up for the hunting season next fall, get outdoors, get into shape, definitely go do some fishing, definitely get outdoors and just have some fun.
It's the only place that you can go and get everything that's new.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, I mean, anything that's coming in the season, it's the only way. Greg, thank you so much on the On Target Shooting Range. I'll see you, I guess, on Wednesday. Okay?
You got it.
And we'll talk to you later, buddy. We'll see you next week. And
all right, guys.
All right.
Be good.
Bye-bye. We got to take a break. Okay? And we're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. I got to go pour some coffee because I'm getting cranky again. All right? Steve, Carson, I'll come back to you after the break. Okay? We'll be right back.
Angels Radio, AM
830. Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the 5 shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chum Bucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in 4 different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the 1-mile-long high-speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats, too. The new 8 million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
What's the word on the new Angels lineup? Will the Ducks make it to the finals? What's up with the Clippers and Lakers? Tune in weekday mornings for the very latest with Travis Rogers 6 to 10 on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Let's go ahead and do, let's free up some lines. Let's go to Brian and Wildemar. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. I'm just sitting here enjoying the show. Bart, it's an honor.
Me too.
Question, major retailers. I know Turner's is your major retailer there. What else is going to be there? And I know, like, for the freebies, you know, Daiwa, Seaguar, blah, 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 blah. Do you have to buy it at the Turner's booth, or can you get it at some of the other major retailers?
Well, you know, for me, I am not an expert on the products that are going to be in each retailer. And what Turner's is our oldest retailer, was the first retailer that ever came into the Fred Hall show when we stopped having... when we started selling for the first time, Mike Lum was working with Bill Andrews, and we talked my father into putting retail in, and Turner's was in there. And then when Mike left to do something else, then we let the other retailers in there. We have a lot of good retailers, and I don't want to start down the list. I mean, of course, you know, there's Fisherman's Landing, and there's Sal's, and there's Luke's, and all these are the names that I call them that aren't the real names, and Performance, and everybody else who's in there. But there's about a dozen good retailers at the show, and they are all going to have different specials based on their relationship with their manufacturers, and they all have different ones. And so really it behooves you to visit each one, you know, and find out what they got going, because they're all going to have different deals and different specials.
All right, Brian, stay on the line. We'll get your information. Let's go to Hector in Anaheim. Good morning, Hector.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got a question for Bart. The seminars, are they online so you can find out when they're on?
The seminars are online. They're online at www.fredhall.com. They're also online at Western Outdoor News on their online segment. You can go there and get them as well.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, I wanted to tell the guy at Bidon that I went down to Irvine, and I went with a buddy. He took his daughter. I took my daughter, and we fished separately. But I got him worked because he didn't want to wait in line. I got mine. I got him some because I didn't want to win, you know, unevenly. Yeah. But I didn't tell him about the bite on, and I outfished him by 10 to 3.
Well, that's awesome, and we appreciate, you know, your support out there. And it's funny, we get these stories a lot, and make sure to send us some pictures if you can, and we'll make sure to hook you up with some good terminal tackle. And please make sure to come by our booth at the Fred Hall. We've got a lot of exciting things, including our Pro Pack, which will include about $35 worth of product for about $20.
All right, Hector, go ahead and stay on the line. We'll get you a ticket to the Fred Hall show and maybe some Bite On product. Okay, let's go to Coda and Rosemead. Good morning, Coda. Good morning, Coda.
Good morning. Listen, how come the show isn't on, like, from Monday to Sunday? Is it statistics? I don't know, because I go on Wednesday, I scout out the place, and then I go on Saturday, and it's packed. I mean, I can't move around. I was wondering maybe it would stretch out some stuff.
The logistics of doing it that way is impossible, totally impossible, because that would mean you'd have to move in with your union electricians and union decorators on Saturday and Sunday, and then it would be totally impossible, and we'd all go broke.
Yeah,
and it can't happen. 5 days is long enough. It's a long time. Most shows have gone to less than 5 days. They've gone to 3 days or 4 days. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. We used to be 9 days a long time ago, but now it's
I think a Wednesday to Sunday is just perfect.
Yeah,
it's a perfect combination.
We were the ones who started that, as a matter of fact. When shows used to be 9 and 10 days, we said we're going to go to 5, and everybody said, oh, you can't do that. You lose business. Well, not only did we not lose business, we increased business.
Correct.
So it's a better system.
All right, Coda, stay on the line. We'll get you some tickets out there. Let's go to George George in Lake Forest. Good morning, George.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. You got a quick question?
Yeah, I got a question for Bart. On the wildlife panel, I heard it was Saturday. How do you submit questions to them?
There'll be a moderator of that panel, and it's at the Mammoth Lakes seminar area, and you write down your, there'll be cards there and pens and paper, and you write down your question, and you give it to the moderator, and the moderator will ask the question.
Oh, great.
So everyone in the audience will have an opportunity to submit a card to the moderator. And that seminar is going to go on for an hour and 15 minutes. So whatever questions they can get in an hour and 15 minutes, that's what they'll take.
And, you know, don't be afraid to ask a question that's pertinent to you, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, George, stay on the line. We'll get you out some tickets and some goodies. Okay, let me go to John in Alhambra. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sergio. Yes, Mr. Hall. I was wondering if you could tell us how many booths you have set up this year, because it seems that it gets bigger and bigger every year. Are you stretching the walls?
What we've done is we've moved most of the boats into the sports arena. We have more boats than we've ever had. This is California's oldest and largest boat show. There are a lot of boats still in the main hall, but mostly we moved them to the outside hall. It's not the most booths we've ever had, actually. Back in probably 2006 was the most booths we've ever had, but since the recession started, this will be the most booths we've had. And we've just filled it up. I don't know the exact number, 1,000 something. You know, it's hard to know. I know how many exhibitors, but they all take multiple booths, so it's hard to know the number. But I wish we could have added 200 more, because we would have filled it.
There you go. John, we have a ticket for you, so stay on the line to get to the Fred Hall Show, and then you can actually do me a favor. Your job for that ticket and for some goodies I'm going to give you is you got to go and you got to count every single booth that's there and then report back to me next week. John, we love you, and stay on the line. We'll get you a ticket out. Okay, I've been promising these guys. I've got Steve Carson. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sergio. Good morning, Bart, and everybody else, too.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning.
All right. So, Steve, you can imagine these lines are going crazy. So do me a huge favor. You've been waiting for a while. So give us what, where, when, and what you're doing.
Well, the when is just too complicated to go in, but they've got me doing a variety of topics. Bart and Mike Lum and the nice folks at Pure Fishing were sort of playing tug of war. I was like Stretch Armstrong. Which way do I go? But I'm doing a new topic we've never done before. And Sergio, you and I have talked about this, and mm-hmm. I've talked about this with a lot of people. The number one thing the beginning intermediate anglers do wrong is not any one thing, but almost all of it has to do with line.
Correct.
And it's all wonderful to get these experts on here, and I'm guilty of it too. And we wax long-winded on all these super fine topics about the most minute details of line.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, beginning and intermediate anglers are blown away. They do not know. They're like, what?
Right.
They don't even know the difference between fluorocarbon and super braid. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be specifically targeting beginning and intermediate anglers. What are the different types of line? When do you use them?
Okay.
If you've caught a 300-pound tuna, if you've caught a 15-pound largemouth bass, if you've caught a world record fish, don't come to that seminar. I'm not talking to you. So that's going to be my favorite one. We've never done that before. I've done it in some smaller forms in some of my my college classes that I've done. So that's going to be a cool one. Of course, on the weekends, we're going to have my famous patented Teach Your Kids to Fish, which, unless you have a kid with you, unless you have a kid under, you know, unless you have a kid that doesn't need a fishing license with you, same thing. Don't come to my seminar. I'm talking to the kids. I'm going to get them fired up. I'm going to get them excited about fishing. They're going to bug the adult of their life to take them fishing when we're all done with that.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, because Bob was on earlier. He gave us all the rundown on the Abu Garcia, and he said you were going to give us a rundown on Penn. What do you got new in Penn?
On Penn, well, the most exciting thing, speaking of expert anglers, is going to be the two-speed torque small compact lever drags.
Nice.
There's going to be four sizes, everything from, you can fish literally everything from 12-pound to 80-pound, everything from, you know, I don't know why you'd want a two-speed for local sand bass, but there are people that want them, you know, all the way up to sub-cow tuna. I'm going to have my demo rigs, you know, mounted up on my favorite rods. Everybody's got their favorites, so you can kind of feel them. You can ask the questions. They are the most advanced compact two-speed lever drags on the market. They're really blowing up on the internet. A couple of guys that like to do that kind of thing have already completely broken them down and taken close-up photos literally of every single doggone screw. Those people drive me crazy that do that. but they've got it literally broken. They're like, here's where you put the grease before you put this screw back in when you're putting the reel back together. Close-ups, pretty amazing things. Plus, you know, more popularly priced things like the Squalls and the Fathoms, you know, that are more in the you know, in the everyday angler type price points.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that. We'll be talking about some of my trips on board, some of the various long range boats, who coincidentally will all be showing at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can talk to me, you can talk to the captain, you can talk to the most important guy on the boat, which is going to be the chef on every boat. Everybody else is less important than him. And so it's just, again, and Bart, this is going to mean more to you and me probably than to everybody else, but I was working the math out. This is going to be my 39th year working at the Fred Hall Show, working. And I don't even want to tell you who was president when I started going as a kid and fishing in that little pond trying to catch those trout. As like, that's no one listening will even remember how long ago that was. And so this is going to be an amazing time for me.
Yeah, well, me too. And you know what? You're a treasure in the industry, and we're lucky to have you.
Well, I'm just thankful for this this opportunity, this stage. This is the biggest stage in the country to talk to anglers and even would-be prospective anglers. Or the spouses of anglers, or the kids of anglers.
Well, that's the thing. You see, I get to listen to a lot of this stuff. You know, you get to hear yourself talk. I get to hear everybody talk. You make it so that it's approachable. You make it so that it makes sense. When we listen to you, we go, oh, yeah, I can do that. When we listen to some of these other guys, we go, what'd he say?
Well, you know, I mean, and again, it's wonderful to talk to the absolute tippity top level anglers, but it's kind of like your Department of Fish and Wildlife panel. If you went in and, you know, eavesdropped on their phone calls, that might not be a good idea.
Hey,
but if
Steve,
you just listened to their everyday office stuff, you wouldn't even know what they were saying.
Steve, can you hear the music?
Yeah,
I hear it.
I gotta go to break. You know what? Stay on.
All right, I'm here.
Stay on. We're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Sport Chalet is your one-stop fishing headquarters throughout Southern California. From surf to trout, calicos to tuna, the experts in each Sport Chalet fishing department will personally set you up with the right rod, reel, line, lures, and bait for your next trip. They know not only where the fish are biting, but also what you need to use to catch them. Each Sport Chalet store is staffed by experts trained both in the field and by leading tackle manufacturers. Choose from legendary brands like Berkeley, Shimano, G. Loomis, Daiwa, Shakespeare, and Penn. Look for state-of-the-art tackle made by St. Croix, Abu Garcia, Fenwick, Fenwick, Trilene, Seeker, P-Line, and Calstar. You want to fish a multi-day offshore tuna trip or go on an alpine trout expedition? Sport Chalet's tackle experts can hook you up with the right gear. Looking for the latest, hottest lures and secret baits? You can check them out at Sport Chalet. Have your fishing reel wound free with new line while you shop. Also, check out their selection of fishing tools, waders, float tubes, tackle boxes, and tote bags. So whether you go half day or long range, high Sierra trout or largemouth bass, you shop the fishing experts at Sport Chalet near you.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room. The first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. 3-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to 4 hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus steak and eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Hello, Southern California anglers. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here to tell you about some of the great fishing products that are produced right here in Southern California at the Phoenix Tackle Company. For over 25 years, the Phoenix Tackle Company has been handcrafting custom quality freshwater and saltwater jigs, lures, spinnerbaits, and sinkers. So if you like catching saltwater fish, be it spotted bay bass, sand bass, calicos, lingcod, or albacore, or yellowtail, or even maybe a white sea bass, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their shad heads, spinnerbaits, football jigs, sinkers, and even shad heads with weed guard. If you like catching freshwater fish, be it largemouth or smallmouth bass, stripers, bluegill, trout, or catfish, again, the Phoenix Tackle Company has got you covered with their football jigs, casting jigs, flipping jigs, spinner baits, finesse sliding sinkers, drop shot weights, and more. You can find all these and other custom quality Phoenix Tackle Company products at your local tackle stores. For more information or to order direct, you can find them at www.phoenixbaits.com. That's www.phoenixbaits.com. Or call them at 951-296-0912.
This weekend on Conversations with Joe Morgan, we'll speak to World Series champions Don Buford and Pete Rose. This weekend on Sports USA.
Tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to Radio Outdoor Expeditions. I wish you guys could see what I'm seeing. I got Bart Hall doing air guitar going crazy. Was that air guitar or air bass?
No, that was air guitar, actually. Air bass. That was air bass. Yeah.
Air bass. Very good. Uh-huh. Hey, Steve, how you should have seen this. You should have seen this, my friend.
I just want to know if he was playing it left-handed bass like Paul McCartney.
I was playing it right-handed.
He was playing right-handed.
I can play left-handed, however.
All right, Steve. So, once again, where are you going to be? And it made no sense to cut you off like that, so I wanted you to go ahead and finish.
Well, I'm going to tell you when it's teach the kids to fish seminars are, because they're at the Accurate Saltwater Tank, and he's going to be there Saturday at 2 o'clock and Sunday at Sunday at 1 o'clock for Teach the Kids to Fish, and then his Modern Fishing Line seminar will be Sunday at 5.
And every evening usually at about 6 during the week.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes, and every evening usually at 6.
But about 90% when I'm not at the saltwater tank doing the seminar, for for Bart and Mike. The rest of the time, I'll be in the pen section of the Berkeley booth, and I'll be specifically there near the pen reels, mm-hmm. except for some of the time I'll be doing seminars in that booth. I just don't know where the stage is yet, so I don't know exactly where within that booth I'll be, but it won't be too far from the hotel and jig fishing and stuff like that. So you can find me in and around one of those two areas pretty much every doggone minute that the show is going.
Awesome.
So I'm looking forward to it.
And we're looking forward to seeing you, Steve, okay? So thanks for calling in, my friend. Everybody, you heard it here. He's going to be very, very busy. And all this information that you're giving out, Bart, is at the Western Outdoor News, correct?
Yeah, Western Outdoor News came out with their special edition yesterday, and everything's in the Western Outdoor News, both online and in the paper.
So I encourage everybody to go get that, and it has a whole schedule of all the seminars. Steve, thank you so much for calling, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple days.
All right, thank you. Let me take Danny Jackson, our producer from Fox Sports West. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Sergio and Bart Hall. How are you guys? Wow.
Good, Danny.
You know, I got to say, how do you follow Steve Carson? You know, Ronnie Kovac used to call Steve the
carefully
walking encyclopedia of fishing knowledge.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And boy, he sure is. Hey, listen, yes, you're right. It's an exciting time of year. I probably don't go back quite as far as Steve Carson, but I worked the show for probably close to 30 years, including many years in the Bongos booth. I had a retail video business in those years, but lots of fun, and of course it will be this week, and I'll be also in the Ronnie Kovac Memoriam booth, and I'm going to try to be there every day during the show, at least part or all of every day. So very exciting times, and mainly right now I want to tell everybody what's on Fox Sports West tomorrow morning at 9:30 Sunday morning. It's called Typhoon in the Bay, backed by popular demand, and we were fishing. This was just done last year. San Diego Harbor, of course, with Captain James Nelson. Spotted bay bass, calicos, halibuts, sand bass. And Robert Schneider does a clinic on spinnerbait fishing for the spotties there. He must have caught 50 spotted bay bass that day. So, and plus the jackpot calico bass. So that's an exciting episode. And real quickly, for your listeners there, Sergio, mm-hmm. you know, our show, which will be Angler Chronicles, the TV show continues. We have, starting next month now,
right.
We have lots of new shows coming up, new programming, Lake Elsinore, at least two trips to San Clemente Island, surf fishing, Cedrus Island, lots of new programming, so we're all looking forward to that, guys.
Absolutely. The official launch date, probably like the first or second weekend of April. So
looking forward to
it. Yeah, so come by the booth. You can talk to Danny, our producer, and I like to say, the new sheriff in town. So, all right. Danny, we'll see you next week, buddy.
We'll see you all guys Wednesday. Okay, take care.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's go to Captain Rick Scott. I know he's been trying to get through as well. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning. How is everybody this morning?
Good, good, good. Great. I've got Bart Hall in the house.
That's awesome. He's the man.
He is the man, isn't he?
Yeah. He's the man that makes it all happen.
So tell me about, you took a little trip to Arkansas, didn't you?
I was in Arkansas last week, missed your call. We were laying in the goose blind, and the geese were coming in as you guys were calling. I just couldn't put the gun down to pick up the phone. It was a very good goose hunting, world-class goose hunting back there going on right now.
I wish you would have let the phone go through and let us hear the shots going out. All right, so what's going on, Rick?
Cruising the bay right now, getting ready for next week.
Right, you got a booth. You know what booth you're being at?
We'll be in the H&M Landing booth. I don't know what number it is. I think it's in the 600 aisle. Where H&M Landing is every year.
Okay.
And we're going to go down Monday, get all set up, and be ready on Wednesday. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make it until Saturday because my bus driver quit. So I'm going to end up driving the boat here for a few days, and then I'll be up there Saturday and Sunday.
Perfect.
Dino will be in the booth all 5 days and willing to talk to everybody. And we're going to have some show specials, but I'm not going to give them away. If you want to know what our show special is, you're going to have to go to the website to find out what that is.
And what's the website?
OceanOdysseyFishing.com.
Perfect.
And check it out.
All right. And also, just to let our listeners know that we are going to Angler Chronicles in conjunction with Owner Hooks. is going to do our yearly schools, and we've got three one-and-a-half-day trips on the Ocean Odyssey this year.
We do.
And these will probably be filmed to put together. I might probably film all three, okay, so that we can put together a really good film together, you know, from different species, different days. That'd be kind of cool. So if you guys are interested, you can call Dina. What's the number?
619-889-4535.
Or the website?
OceanOdysseyFishing.com. And we are going to do a deal with Typhoon, our sponsor. Mm-hmm. And if you go by their booth and purchase a pair of sunglasses, we're going to give away a day-and-a-half trip to one person, one lucky person that's going to win that.
Perfect. Yeah, Typhoon's one of our sponsors as well, so make sure you definitely go there and get that taken care of. And like I said, our schedules for the schools will be coming out for the Fred Hall Show. We'll have copies for you there. Rick, thank you so much. Ocean Odyssey is our boat of choice down in your area. So look forward to seeing you on Saturday, okay?
All right. Hope everybody has a great day, and look forward to seeing everybody next week.
Thank you. Take care, Rick.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Liz from Kachuma Lake. Liz, are you there? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, we've been going crazy, Liz. I've seen...
I'm really looking forward to being at the show.
Good, good.
We're going to be near Booth 100. I don't know exactly, but, you know, Bart, you know this. Neil Taylor was one of the... He was there for one of the very first shows, I believe.
Neil was 13 years old when he started, and he was a caster. And he would cast four rods and reels at the same time, two in each hand. And the thing that he was really famous for amongst the exhibitors was, if an exhibitor was walking down the aisle with a beer, Neil would put a practice plug in the guy's beer while I was walking. So that's when we used to have casting ponds. Yeah, we were very, very fond of Neil. He was a wonderful man. He taught my wife how to fly fish. And if you ever saw Neil do seminars on fly fishing, he would scrunch his mouth up like he was a trout. You know, and he got everybody to think moving like a trout. This is how he get you to think like a trout, and then he gets you to go in there and catch him. He's really a great guy, wonderful guy.
Yeah, really great guy. You know, the Nature Center at Kachuma Lake is now named the Neil Taylor Nature Center.
I know that. That's quite an honor. It should be.
Really great.
Yeah.
We're going to be promoting the annual Trout Derby of the Nature Center at the show, so people can come by and get a registration form to be in the Trout Derby. That's going to be April 12th and 13th. So we're really looking forward to promoting that. And then our next trout plant is coming up on March 20th.
Hey, Liz. Liz?
Yeah.
I got to go to break when they hear the music. And, you know, but stay on, and we'll come back to you, and you can give us some little more information on the Trout Derby. Okay,
right.
And let me do a little shout out to Tom, Rich, and Mike. Hold on, guys. The lines are going crazy, but we will get to you. Bart's got tickets for everybody. Okay, so hang on tight. We're going to take a short break on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Hey everybody, it's Ronnie, and I want to tell everyone about Typhoon. What's Typhoon? Oh, nothing, except just the official sunglass brand of Radio Outdoor Expeditions. That's right, Typhoon is the finest in polarized optics at affordable prices. I was recently introduced to Typhoon sunglasses, and let me tell you, after trying them out, I am definitely hooked. What really impressed me is Typhoon's new AquaView hydrophobic lens. What's AquaView hydrophobic? AquaView hydrophobic is Typhoon's superior lens coating that is 1. Water repellent, 2. Anti-static, and 3. Smudge proof. This is ideal for fishermen because we're always dealing with water spray and dirty hands and even anchovy scales. With AquaView hydrophobic lenses, you won't have to worry about water spots. Water just beads up and flows off the lens. Plus, dust, dirt, and oils wipe right off the AquaView's ultra-smooth hard surface for smudge-free vision. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Simply go to TyphoonOptics.com today. That's TyphoonOptics.com today.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle-sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner Cutting Point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and for many years now, I've been speaking to you directly about the Fred Hall Shows, the ultimate outdoor experience. My father started these shows in 1946, and we've held one every year since. This year's first show is March 5th to the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I love these shows, not just because my family name is on them, but because I've seen generations of Californians, my own children and grandchildren included, grow up loving these events with me. I get very excited this time of year as the shows approach. They are so important to the fishing, boating, and outdoor recreation communities. Every year, the shows are different. Every year I think they get better, but this year is especially interesting. We sold out of exhibit space at the Long Beach Show earlier than any other time in history. This show is packed with thousands of high-quality fishing, fly fishing, travel, camping, hunting, diving, and off-road items. Over 400 exceptional seminars and panel discussions, and more boats than ever before. Don't miss 2014's exceptional Fred Hall Show, the ultimate outdoor experience at the Long Beach Convention Center, March 5th to the 9th. Check out the details at fredhall.com. I'll see you at the show.
Every goal, every game of Ducks hockey right here.
Knocked down low, center shot, fired wide by Lindholm. Rebound, score!
On AM 830, KLAA.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. And before we left, we were talking to Liz from Kachuma. Liz, are you still there?
I am.
Perfect, perfect. So go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, so if people want information about the Trout Derby, they can go online to troutderby.org, www.troutderby.org, mm-hmm. and they can download a registration form for the Derby and learn about the Derby. And one more thing I got to get in. I got to tell you this. I was talking to Mike Lum a couple weeks ago about the Fred Hall Show. It turns out that when you walk into the Neil Taylor Nature Center, the first thing you see is a bear. And Mike Lum took that bear some years ago and had it for many years and then donated that bear to the Nature Center.
Nice.
So thousands and thousands of people have been greeted by that bear. Come to the Trout Derby, come see the bear that Mike Lum took years ago, and we're looking forward to seeing you all at the show.
At the show, there you go. Now, you're going to have information on the Trout Derby at the show as well, right?
Absolutely.
And registration there as well?
Yep, you bet.
Perfect. So that's what we're going to do. You know, you go to the website, but even better, go to the show, okay, and go check it out, because Kachuma really is a place to go fishing, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much, Liz. We'll see you on Wednesday, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go to Eric Bent from the SWBA, Saltwater Bass Anglers. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Sergio. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Eric.
It's been hard for you to get into the show, huh?
Well, I'm about three cups deep on coffee now, so I've had definitely my can of man, that's for sure.
All right, so what's going on, Eric?
Hey, great Fred Hall Show weather out there, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. We've been saying
perfect timing. I love it.
Yeah, well, we were saying this all show that you know the fishing season does not start until the Fred Hall Show, and even though today technically is the Rockfish opener, see Bart Hall's in the studio, and he said no. Mother Nature went with him. No, it doesn't start until Wednesday.
or if there is one going on, it ceases to exist for a couple weeks, right?
You got it, brother.
Hey, no, really excited about the show, and I wanted to, from a personal side of it, you know, I just wanted to tell the listeners out there that. The seminars at these events, you know, Fred Hall puts together such good seminar stages from all, you know, all walks of the fishing community. But for somebody to go in there and really sit down, they can get so much out of the seminars. And, you know, you'll actually, every year I kind of watch the seminars and make sure that I pick out at least a few. And you'll see guys in there taking notes. And I can't express to the guys up there enough how much is there at their disposal to learn from these seminars. They're amazing. And from the inshore side, obviously, we do the bass thing, but the panel, the Calico Bass panel this year, I believe it's Lyle Belquist who's doing the cooperative tagging study for the Scripps Institute. He's going to be kind of emceeing, from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, a great panel of Calico Bass discussion every single day at the Cousins tackle stage, I believe. So that's something that people
Corey
really...
Corey Sandin and Benny Florentino and Jack Soule and I know I'm forgetting another, and there's one, but Lyle is going to be the moderator. Yeah, and you know, Lyle's worked for me since he was 13 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
That's really a good deal. And you know, so I just wanted to tell the listeners, get out there, watch some seminars, and these guys, and they'll meet you back at the booths that they work at, and they'll walk you through any other questions that you have. The guys who fish our tournaments and actually fish out there in general, and they come to the booth, they want to help the anglers learn, and they want to show you what's up. So don't be afraid to go up to these guys and ask them, hey, you know, dial me in on this, or what's the deal with this? I've heard a lot about this. That's what they're there for. And the rest of the year, they're fishing hard, and they're out there doing what they do, but they love to help people. So don't be afraid to approach and really get into their head and ask some questions, because that's what this thing's there for. Everybody's under the same roof, and use that to your advantage. Take good advantage of it.
And Jimmy Decker was that other name I forgot.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing, Eric. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but I have been following a couple of actually your anglers, okay? And they went out last week, and call it the calm before the storm or whatever, but I saw some trophy calicos being caught by Eric, by gosh, who else did I see out there? Quite a few. I guess it bit pretty good. In fact, I was out there last week too, for a short PV trip, and you know, I didn't get the big huge size, but it was, you know, it was a decent fish, okay, decent size fish, okay, but there's been good calico bass fishing.
Well, we're fortunate, Southern California, in this mild winter, and I know we need the rain, but you know, it's showtime. Hey, Bart, did I see right? Is Mike Gardner speaking again this year?
Yes, he is.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah. It is cool, and you know my favorite thing to do out there is calico bass fishing. You know, that's just my favorite thing to do. I, you know, kind of grew up as a freshwater bass fisherman, and I just love getting out there and do calico bass fishing off our local coast. It's such a unique thing. You don't get to do that many places.
Eric, maybe we should take him on. Maybe we should take him on your new boat.
Hey, we need to get him down to that Olive Crest tournament.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I got Brant reached out to me. We're going to be the whole Angler Chronicles is going to be supporting that as well. You know, all our franchises with the TV, the radio show, everything. So we will be supporting that very, very heavily.
I think it's a great thing that you're doing out there.
Hey,
promoting calico bass
fishing.
Thank you
for the hard work of this show. I know it's a lot of work. I can't even begin to imagine, but you know, we really appreciate what you do and the anglers do, and it's just a great thing for the sport, and everybody looks forward to it. So we'll be there, and we'll also be at your
Del Mar
Square Park thing.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, so you know, we haven't actually talked about that. On March 15th, we're going to do, through Larry, he's spearheading this. So Angler Chronicles is going to support the OC Parks community. It's OC Parks and Recreation. And they're having at Mile Square Park in Fountain Valley, they're bringing 700 inner city kids to take them fishing.
Sergio, it's part of the DFW's Kids in the City.
Oh, Kids in the City.
Circuit, right?
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to
760 kids registered last year.
Fishing in the City. They've been doing that since the 1930s.
So this year, what you guys are looking at here, you know, we're going to do volunteer. And I love the way you stepped up there, Eric. And they're going to bring their booth, and they're going to handle the weigh-in for all the little kids. It's just great. And make sure, like, you bring your anglers in your jerseys, because they're like NASCAR stars.
Yeah.
Kids are going to love to take pictures with them.
Eric, a personal thank you from me. All you guys that are volunteering are making the job so much easier. Thank you.
Hey, our pleasure. Our pleasure. And we'll be down there. We'll have a good time. We'll get some pictures and stuff with the kids, and put some smiles on some faces. That's the future of the sport. So, hey, thanks, guys. I know you probably got a million calls, but have a great show. Look forward to seeing you guys there. Mm-hmm. And anything we can do, just give us a holler. We'll help out.
All right, Eric. We'll see you next week, okay? See you Wednesday.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, thanks. Bye. Eric. All right, there's great. So let's go ahead and take a few more calls. Let's go to Rich Bradley. Oh, Rich from Bradley. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning. You know, I noticed every single one of the vendors is trying to tell you where to find them at the show. That's because it's more than just a village. You can get lost there. I recall there used to be a Fred Hall show at, I think it was Ventura for a while, and I think that kind of went the way of the wild goose, and I'm wondering if there's any thoughts of potentially seeking other spots to have the venue, to maybe spread out, like maybe, say, San Luis Obispo County or Monterey County. They've got some great fairgrounds where it look like they could handle it.
We're considering it. We were doing... considering it a lot until 2007, and then the recession made it difficult for exhibitors to have enough money and time to go ahead and do that stuff. So Ventura's will be the first one that we bring back when we bring them back, and then after that we do have plans to go up north.
Awesome. You know, there's a lot of pent-up fishing urge in a lot of folks out there that just hasn't been getting relieved, and that's seems like we're starting to come back.
Yeah, we're going to do a series of smaller events that'll span California and Arizona.
Wow, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rich, stay on the line, and we'll take your information. You know, we only have a minute left, so let me just say this. No E from Riverside, Tom from Anaheim, and Mike from Laguna Niguel. I'm sorry we couldn't get to your questions, but please stay on the line and we'll get those tickets out to you. Okay, I'm sorry we couldn't get to you.
They're not going to get the tickets out to them. Their name's going to go on will call.
They'll be on will call.
Come to the show and they'll.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And all right, we got about 30 seconds. Bart, take us out. What do you want to say?
Yeah, the largest fishing show in the world, California's oldest and largest boat show, the largest travel show in Southern California, the only hunting show in Southern California. For me, it is the greatest time of the year. I love this time of year. I've seen my grandchildren grow up and love it. I've seen lots of people do the same thing. If you can't get there, I'm sorry. If you can get there, have a good time.
There you go. And remember, folks, if fishing is a sport, that means we're all athletes, okay? So, and I'm very proud of that. I'm an athlete now.
Absolutely.
Okay? If you're not at the Fred Hall show next week, boy, you're missing out because you just got to come out. You got to figure out a way to get there. 1 to 9
Wednesday through Friday. It's 10 to 8:30 on Saturday and 10 to 7 on Sunday.
There you go, folks. We'll see you at the Fred Hall Show, okay? Everybody have a great weekend. Stay dry, and we'll see you on Wednesday on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Well, folks, that's the show for this week. It's time to truck on out of the city and get outside in God's country.
We'll see you next week on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.